an unbelievable attempt to deceive the public. 1% of 1.2 million abortions a year is 12,000. Now, I don't know about you, but if we heard of some case that was killing, intentionally killing 12,000 innocent human beings a year, I think there'd be an uproar about it. The only reason it's not an uproar with abortion is because people are assuming the unborn are not human. They don't argue for it, they just assume it. But in this case, we're talking 12,000 lives. And by the way, when you look at why these late-term abortions are done, you read, for example, Warren Hearn's book, Abortion Practice, the medical teaching text that teaches late-term abortion procedures, and you even look at the Guttmacher Institute, you see that the majority of these late-term abortions are not done because the mother's life is in jeopardy. They're done because it doesn't fit with the woman's lifestyle. In fact, if you go to the Guttmacher Institute page, which the author cites in this very article, the most common reason given is some disruptive event in the life of the mother. In other words, not a life-threatening event, a life-disrupting event. Something went wrong relationally in her life, and she feels the need to abort. That is not a life of the mother issue.